Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's JD, and welcome back to JD Radio. Hey, so I'm going to try something different this time around. I'm going to make a JD Radio mini episode. We're going to just react to one topic. It shouldn't take me longer than like 20 minutes, maybe less. And we're just going to get into it and chat about it. And maybe at the end of the week or the beginning of the week, I will record multiple topics and then splice them into one long 1 hour audio thing. And we'll discuss this. I'm also considering reacting to topics on my live stream here on YouTube, youtube.com/@JD Witherspoon, and reacting to like all the topics at once and then splitting them off into their own separate videos that can come out on a daily basis. Because there's just so much content. There's so many things. If you would like to hear me talk about different things in this world, let me know. Because today we're talking about Aiden Ross. No, actually, we're talking about 21 scamming. hey, I don't want no smoke, 21. But 21 Savage scamming Aiden Ross and also coming up on like $300,000 off of Kai Cenat. What are these topics? It's the internet, baby. You got to play with the algorithm. Hopefully you all are interested in this. And, you know, I'm a OG in this internet game. I'm trying to see what the whippersnappers are doing. All right. Do you like my infinite black background? Does this look cool? I like it. It's kind of bland. I was supposed to have a tree behind me. I got rid of the tree because I wanted to see what it looked like. All black everything. I got like a big old black sheet behind me. And I would like to start doing interviews in this type of weird, like, infinite black background type thing. Let me know who you'd like to see me interview. I got a lot of friends, family, YouTubers, streamers, actors, comedians, stand-up comics. I know a lot of them. So that's going to happen, and I think it's going to happen for our this show would be on Patreon. So if you want to check out Patreon, you can go check it out there, and I would be uploading clips to this channel. And if the clips entice you enough, maybe you subscribe to Patreon. Kind of like how Joe Rogan does it. His clips are on YouTube, but his show is on Spotify. Something like that. I don't know. We'll see. It's a idea in progress, or we're not going to get deep into it. How you doing mentally, baby? Mental health check-in. I'm black and I'm alive, I guess. I don't know what to say with that, but I'm feeling good, kind of. I mean, I'm just hanging out. I'm living my best life and doing what I think is necessary to be happy. Am I tripping? Oh no, there's a scuff on my screen. I thought there was a scuff on my mic. I have been just trying to live my life as best as possible in 2024 and just, you know, do the things that I do. I had a stand-up comedy show tonight that I had to bomb. I chose to bomb. I needed to work a new joke out, and I hadn't worked it out before, and I don't know how it's going to work, but it's funny to me, and that's part of the process of writing stand-up comedy. You got to go out there and try it out on people. It got some laughs. It's not like it bombed all the way through, but it was like 9 minutes of just up and down, like, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's funny. Like, it was a process, and I'm glad I did it, and shout out to the Hollywood Improv for allowing me to get up on stage and perform this past weekend. All right, with that, let's get into it. So, All right, so the topic of today is 21 Savage. I like his music. It's pretty good, you know.
21, won't you do something for me? How many times you lied? A lot. Something to something to something. A lot. A lot.
Hey, man. Music is subjective. Just like stand-up comedy. Speaking of stand-up comedy, follow me. leave comments below on where you want to see me perform. I'm trying to get a tour going this year, and I would love to perform for you. We'll tell jokes. Maybe we'll talk about my career on YouTube, and who knows? All right, but no, 21 Savage. Basically, here's the breakdown of what happened. He went on Kai Cenat's stream. He's been on there before, but he went back, and they did like a wager over a game of Madden, and Kai Cenat, I guess, lost somewhere between like $250,000 or something. Like, I don't know what kind of, listen, I ain't got this kind of money. Hopefully one day I will, you know, prayers up. But I should probably pray. But all I know is that Kai Cenat and 21 Savage had he hopped on their stream. Cause that's what you do when you're in this zeitgeist of the internet. You go on streams to stay relevant in the younger generation's eyes. Kai Cenat is one of the biggest streamers out there. Aiden Ross, one of the biggest streamers out there. Aiden follows me on Twitter. What's up, Aiden? Some of the stuff he does is crazy, but either way, what's up, Aiden? So I guess 21 Savage was making the rounds and he went on Kai stream and did a few wagers. I think they did like Double or Nothing back to back. $200,000 was then bet on the line, and let's just say that Kai didn't win the way he would have. He didn't win, or I don't know if he took double L's or if he just, I just think the money started stacking up, but it was pretty crazy. And then later on in the week, I guess 21 Savage went to Aiden's spot to stream with him. And then he got caught for scamming, playing a game called High Card, where you just guess which card is going to be higher and lower. And it was messy. But with that, let's react to both of these things and see what happens. All right, so this is the back end of Kai Cenat's stream, and it's just the reaction to him losing to 21 Savage, and it's pretty funny, but it's also kind of crazy. So let's just tap it and check it out and see what happens, shall we? Here we go.
All right, I got you.
The Bills on their way to victory now as they take the knee. The Vikings
so if
you use their third and final timeout.
If you're not aware, of football, you can kind of just let the clock run out at the end. And that's how a lot of Super Bowls are won. And right after he takes this knee, you start to see Kai kind of lose it. And it's kind of funny. But it's also kind of like, I don't know why he expected him to keep playing, because if you're good at football, this is kind of what you do. This is the strat. The strat is to just let the time run out.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's
timeout, please.
No. Why would he call timeout? He's trying to win.
It's over.
Yo, Kai's hot, bro. It's look at him. He's hot, dog.
It's over.
Fuck, yo. Dumbass fucking game, bro. Done with all this shit, bro. I lose every fucking time, bro. Every fucking time I'm losing.
I'm sorry, this is kind of hilarious. That was the end of the stream. Okay, that was funny. Let's hold on, how do I get out of here? All right, now next we're gonna check out Aiden versus 21 Savage on a wager playing 2K. Now we're not gonna watch this whole thing.
Good luck, bro.
Okay, but for those who don't know, Aiden is actually fairly decent at NBA 2K. I believe that's how he came up. So, 21 kind of maybe caught himself lacking on this one, because it's like, hey, bro, he used to play like semi-professional, or I don't know. I remember he played with like Bronny James and was pretty popular from that. But
push it. Hop, don't jump. Oh, yeah, nah. Chicken.
So, you know, it gets down to the wire. They play a few rounds. They do some, like, they play a few back-to-back games. And they, like, they double or nothing. They triple or nothing. I think they get all the way to 400K. And then to get back into the realm of betting, which, honestly, I don't know. I don't recommend gambling unless you're in that world. But they gamble their way into playing a game of high card. So this is, I think, the back end of these games. Because Aiden is, like, cooking. And he's like, hey, bro, I beat you, like, three games straight.
Your cousin. He chose.
Yeah, he was like,
Fuck, bro.
He's like, I beat you, like, three games straight. How about we just, like, call it even. I buy your like sister a car. You buy my friend a car. You buy one of my people in chat a car, like a Tesla. And he was like, all right, for sure. And then he was like, well, let's play a game, a high card. But the game high card, it is supposed to be a game where you are, you know, not scamming each other. But a lot of his cards were, I guess, either dented or scratched. I think you can scratch them, or you can put like a little indention on them, like a tiny little like prick of the thumb or your nail. Kind of like, yeah, scratch. And then he got caught lagging, bro. He got caught lagging, and it was weird. And it was like, yo, did you do this? Did one of your associates, your homies who was with you and your squad do it? So it was
spread, bro.
Mad strange.
I'm a spread.
So Aiden's
we're putting it, yeah.
Shuffling.
You can do TTS. I'm gonna play some music.
And at
I don't understand how could you.
So they're while they're playing,
how can you...
chat starts saying when he goes off camera, hey bruh, the boy's scamming you, dog. We play like some of the people in his chat, because you know on Kick you can do a lot of you can do gambling because it's sponsored by a gambling company. But his his chat was trying to spam him. You can see them in the bottom right corner, and they're like, yo, you about to lose all your money, big dog. And
what?
And this is Aiden's, I guess, friend or associate on the side who's like, he's like trying to tell him, he's like, hey, bro, he's scamming you, bro. Like, you need to be careful.
Let me see.
And then they're going.
Hey, what? What?
His boy's trying to let him know.
Oh, God.
Aiden's kind of funny, dude. Why are you saying that? Oh, God. I don't know why he said that like that. It just made me laugh. He said, bro, he's scamming you. And he's, oh, God.
Oh, God, they're marked. Hold on.
And he's saying it loud, too. That's the funny part. I'm like, bro, first, I don't think Aiden wants any smoke with 21 or his crew. Like, if they're going to like, hey, bro, we'll fight you right now over you telling the truth or lying about this. I don't know. But Aiden's, oh, God. It made me laugh. All right, here we go. So he starts looking through.
How they're marked. Okay.
So his boy's trying to show him.
Look at the little scratches.
There's like little scratches on the what's it called. At first, he doesn't believe him.
Right on my finger.
Little scratch. But this one doesn't have a scratch, and it's a king. I don't think you would do that, bro.
Yeah, they're all.
He's like, I don't think you would do that. And then, look at his face.
A scratch, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah. These cards are both scratched.
What are
you
scratching?
Look, I'll show you. Get the other face cards up. I'm going to show you right here. Watch. Right,
oh, God. Stretch. All right, so basically, you get the gist of it. He's saying they're scratched. 21 comes back into the room, and then he starts telling 21, hey, bro, no disrespect, but, like, you trying to scam me.
That shit to me. But I don't know why the fuck it is. Hold on, let me see this shit real quick. Let me get another face card. Yeah, this one doesn't have it.
You tripping.
My bad, bro. You're right. You're right.
Now he's trying to say he's tripping.
All right, basketball chat. Wait, let's do that camera right here. Up top, this one right here. Let's see what it looks like.
All right, plug it in.
And then it gets awkward, and chat is going crazy. And they're like, they in the chat like, hell no, nah, boy. He about to fleece you for a few $100K.
Let's play 2K.
You want to play again? How much?
But I play with the Clippers.
Okay, and who I get?
You can't get the Lakers or the Bucks.
You're gonna have to be the Clippers too.
All right.
Clippers versus Clippers?
Play the same team.
Chad, I don't know if I should do that, bro. I don't know if I should do that. Let me see real quick.
All right, we're not gonna sit through all this because it's just them sitting there, and then eventually it goes back to the cards being messed with. And when he starts looking through them, even 21 is kind of like, who did this? And I'm pretty sure he knew, because I think there's like even a scene where his one of his people on his team, like, points at the card that he should be trying to pick up, and Aiden was looking the other way. It is messy, bro. Also, it's like, aren't you? I don't know. If, well, actually, Aiden and Kai Cenat, they're millionaires for sure, and obviously, I would assume 21 is too. So it's kind of weird to like scam these like 20 something year olds. I mean, I think he's 22. He might be. I don't know how. I mean, it's 30s. I don't know. But they start fine.
I don't see what you're talking about.
Nah, but on these ones, show me the red ones.
What are the red ones at?
You just have them. The Ace have them too? Yeah, the Ace has them too, bro.
So these are all the cards he was pulling a second ago.
The Queen has it.
See, getting all
look,
them.
Look, see the six? Mm-mm. See?
See? Bro. What you wanna do?
Huh?
What you wanna do?
Just get my bet back at 2K.
Alright.
Yeah.
So now they're like, Aiden ain't tripping. He's just like, nah, it's whatever. He's like, I don't know who's on your team doing this. Or even if he's like looking at him face to face, like, hey bro, I mean, you tried to get over on me. It didn't work, but you know, we cool. No big deal. it gets hella awkward though, boy. It gets so awkward. Hold on, let's see. And like,
hold on a second.
They run it up in 2K again.
Shit.
And then they kind of just let it go.
You want to just stop gambling now?
And he's like, hey bro, you want to just, should we just stop? should we just stop doing this? And he's like, yeah, I think we should stop. And then they cut to this scene where things get awkward and quiet. And the chat, look at the chat in the top left corner. Hopefully they're not saying nothing crazy, but they're just like scamming, scam. And look, everybody just kind of sitting there uncomfortably. The internet, bro, is undefeated, I swear. Look at it. Look at the chat going crazy.
I can't beat you at 2K, bro.
Chat
just
going.
Just call it. What I'll do is.
Chat going crazy.
You're playing, what are you doing? Shoot around?
They should have, like, bet in real basketball. This is so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. Look at the chat, bro. Chat is crazy. Going wild. Yeah. So that's the gist of what happens. And then eventually 21 is like, all right, bro, I'm just going to leave. This is awkward. I shouldn't have scammed you. He didn't apologize. And I think it's someone on his team probably did it. Or maybe he did. I have no idea. But
that's not your security.
Oh, so now they're talking about who it could have been. I don't know. And it's just,
you see it, right? Yeah, every face has a fucking scratch on it.
I see that shit. Yeah, he took accountability.
Every single one, bro. That is crazy as fuck.
Who's security, bro?
The internet. All right, so there's a lot of reacting and a lot of just like me watching it. And then at a certain point, I think 21's like, I'm out of here, but like we can still do some. I think they brought the wager back down to like 50K, and they were like, hey, I'll pay for one of your subscribers or viewers for a car. You get my little sister a car, and then that's it. But then
I owe you two. What
this is talking about?
What we agreed upon.
250, but I'm not gonna have you pay me 250, bro. You good?
Bro, that's on my face. Whoever got the cars, that's on my face.
Yeah, this is the awkward part.
We'll figure it out, bro. Appreciate you, though. Thank you for trying to make it right, bro. Appreciate you.
Send me your account information.
I got you. And send me your sister's number so I can get her the car, bro.
Huh?
I'm going to get her the car slow shit. All right, bro. I'll see you later. All right, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, whose cars are those, chat?
Chat over here, like, nah, you know, chat over here spamming. Boy, you know who it is. And he was like, nah. Aiden's like, nah, he would never do that. What? Nah, that's 21, bro. 21.
But on God, chat.
Oh, God.
Still don't get it right. I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, God.
All right, bro. Nice to meet you. You have a good one.
Somebody is crazy, bro. He starts whispering. This is funny.
Nah, he definitely did not know, bro. Because he would have not made it right, bro.
Yeah, that's possible.
That's wild as fuck, though, bro. Like, that is crazy.
It is awkward.
Fuck.
It's definitely awkward. That's the end of the stream, and then it just gets strange. But let's wrap up this video and just talk about our thoughts on, I don't know, the internet landscape nowadays. All right, y'all. So that was 21 Scamming. Kaisenat and Aiden Ross. For me personally, watching this, I think it's risky that this new generation of people do everything online, like everything live. That just seems dangerous because you never know what can happen. You never know what can be done, can be said. Also, I think, 21, I don't even know if he was hyper aware of how many people are watching the stream. I'm sure he's up on game when it comes to streaming. Like, yeah, it's like, bro, I'm streaming, but like hundreds of thousands of people, and they're on Kick, which is a website that actually there's a lot of people who know about gambling. So I don't know. It was funny. This is just a funny random thing. It's kind of going viral right now, and I was like, well, JD, why don't we just hop on it and make a video about it right now and make a little mini podcast about it today. So I actually, my thought right now, just a thought that I think would actually be kind of legit, it'd be smart, or what would have been cool is if Aiden he was 21 was like, hey man, now that's my face over there looking like I'm scamming you, so I want to make it right. And he was talking about the 250K. I think 250K is how much Kai lost to 21. So let's say 21 actually did pay out the 250 to Aiden. I think it would be a good idea if Aiden was like, yo, how about this? You just don't take the money that Kai owes you, and then we're straight. Or take the money that Kai, or just take the money Kai owes him, and then Aiden pays it right back to Kai. So that these millionaires don't just play with their money over games of 2K and high card. Oh boy, they must have some. They listen. I might have to send Aiden a DM and be like, hey bro, you need any help over there at the compound, bro? I need a job, boy. Or can a brother get a shout out on stream? Actually, I don't know if I would want his audience to swing by my page. I don't know if that would be the right audience for me. But you know what? Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, everybody. All right, that is it. This is just a mini story. There's so many different things that happened in the last week. Megan Thee Stallion versus Nicki Minaj. I never got a chance to check out Joe Coy's Golden Globes monologue. And there's just random stuff happening every single day. If you have any topics that you want to recommend, feel free to let me know. And if you want to sit back and watch me interview people in the future, you will be able to see that coming exclusively to Patreon. And I will be clipping those interviews and putting them here on YouTube. Okay? If you have any suggestions on who I should interview, let me know. I'm going to try to get some of those going as soon as possible. I've already mentioned that it's hard to get people booked and all that jazz. So trying to get it done. There's going to be not just like random, probably. I think everybody's expecting like celebrities. I'm going to just talk to people that matter to me. And some of them might be people you don't even know. Friends, family, people I grew up with, people that you've never heard of before. Maybe a high school teacher. I don't think that's going to happen, but because I don't know any of my high school teachers. But yeah, these are just thoughts and ideas of things that I want to do. All right. With that being said, I'll see y'all on the next episode. And let's talk more about this in the comments. All right. Like, share, rate, review. I'll see you on the next one. And I'm out. Peace. Appreciate you. Later.